Item number nine, please.
Item number nine, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to increase the 2014 purchase of service contract with Running Rebels Community Organization in the amount of $51,000 from $1,625,944 to $1,676,944 for the Delinquency and Court Services Division. This item was also referred to the Committee on Health and Human Needs on June 18th. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 6-0.
I move concurrence.
Supervisor Roman West moves to adopt item number nine.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Okay. No concurrence.
Any comments, questions? It's a same increase of the budget, purchase of service contract with Running Rebels. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chairman.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. Have we seen, are you able to share what the calculation in terms of what we've saved by not sending all these youth to Lincoln Hills? And that was the idea behind the institution of the program here when Ethan Allen closed, and we didn't want to, you know, put people on a 3-hour, you know, 3 hours away and have family, but also the cost. I believe, you know, I think it's better outcome, but also we expected to save. Do we know what that has done for us?
I don't have the specifics on that with me. I can forward that on to you. I can assure you that the funding on youth from the state has allowed us to have these community programs, and the department, Delinquency and Court Services, has surplused in the millions for the last few years. So it has been financially successful for the department.
What's been our it's we've basically been at capacity, and that's why there's this expansion. But what's been the effect on the total number that we're sending away? Has this just replaced the? I guess what I'm asking is, how many of our youth are in this program who would otherwise be at Ethan Allen or at Lincoln? I mean, in the past, they would have been at Ethan Allen. Did this completely replace that, or is it just or supplementing a portion of that?
The number of youth that we have in state facilities has dropped significantly, I think, over the last few years. If I think back, we were running in the 150 numbers 2-3 years ago. Last year, we were averaging 128 youth at state facilities. We've seen a little bit of a spike in that in the last few months of this year. We're in the low 140s, but it's dropped dramatically. I believe before my time, it was up in the 170 average range, so it's been very successful.
Okay, very good.
And I apologize. And, of course, part of this is dependent on the judges and, you know, their belief in the community versus the state facility. So we had some turnover in judges, and we believe that might be the reason for the additional youth average going up this year.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'd sort of lost track of this, Mr. Chairman. I know many of us had opposed the closing of Ethan Allen, but this was a really good reaction to that, to expand the role we play here, and I think it's certainly better for youth. So,
thank you, Supervisor.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any other comments, questions? We have a motion for adoption. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisor Hess?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 9 for adoption prevails.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Clerk.